Arise, arise! Zion, ascend once more! 7 7 7 7 and don't stop this prayer. The only time your group will decide where you will stop. 7 7 what the sign that something has started happening. wizard. An earthquake will happen in your midst. Magnitude 10.4 earthquake. Survive this atmosphere. No sickness can survive it. No curse can survive it. Nothing that is not of God can survive it. Oh my God. The territory cannot survive it. Your family, your campus cannot survive it. In Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated. Salam al-Mahambre Tanakhasas. Libreso Salam al-Mahambre. Likoroso Sangamanta. Rediga de Yatana Mande, the Breto Takasasana Mahan. Oh, my God, Digerene Neneko Susana Manta, Retaboko Susana Mande Beris, Iferetemia, the Gombrada Bahasa Sande Banata. Jesus,
the burden of the word of the Lord to us. The burden of the word of the Lord. The burden of the word of the Lord is that might is cast. The things that are available in God, and that is why we have been able to do very little for God. Anytime you look and you notice that there is much to be done and there is little that is done, it is because the spirit of might is lacking. Why is it that we reference the days of Archbishop Benson Idahosa? Why? What is it that is peculiar about his ministry? What is it? It was might that was upon him. It was might that was upon him. It was might. It was might. When it comes upon a man becomes a nation. The whole hope of your family will be on you. When they remember you are around, they will know that nothing can go wrong. How many things have gone wrong when you are there? Why is it that we reference Apostle Babalola? Why is it that we reference him? Why? His might. His might. His might. When these men appear, what they are able to do by the spirit that is upon them part time is what people labor to do in 10 years. They do it part time. They will come and in 5 minutes they will crush the work that Satan has been doing for 20 years. Is what? Might. What is it about people like Lester Sumrall? They said an intercessor was in a city interceding, praying, "Oh God, let something happen, let something happen." And then Lester appeared. He was an apostolic evangelist. When he appeared in that city, light shined on his own. Light shined. Something intercession could not do. I need to tell you that even when you intercede, you are called as an intercessor. You need the spirit of might to come upon your intercession. That's what happens to this young man. When you intercede like that, it will seem as if you want to burst into two. Because what is for you is might. It's not normal intercession. It's beyond, you see, it's beyond mere supplication. And as I speak now, I feel the spirit upon me. When it comes upon a man, you become another man. When you pray, you will feel what you are holding. You feel the impact. It will seem as if you want to squeeze it into two. It's might. When Samson sees 1,000 people, he is only looking for anything around him. Find something for me. Find one scripture for me. Just one scripture. That's all he needs. We don't need, for a mighty man, he doesn't need 100 scriptures. What he needs is what? He's a mighty man. Because he has gone to a place where his weapons have been made mighty by Jehovah. Oh, 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 forge us. Elijah will appear and say, "Before the Lord God, whom I stand." Joshua will be in warfare like this and say, "The sun is disturbing me. Let it wait. The moon wait. It's disturbing me. I need to finish some business." Hey! These men are gods upon the face of the earth. They operated by might. His might. His might. And when territorial beings and gods also see men function like that, they know. That was what was of Moses. When he appeared at Egypt, God told him that this rod, you will use it and contend with the gods of Egypt. What people don't know is that the oppression and civilization we see in a territory is as a result of a spirit's desire. Are you with me? Now, a spirit begins to express his desire, and every man that is found culprit, found weak, when you are weak, are you with me? Part of the reasons you need to be strong and receive might is that if you don't receive it, you become culprit to the desires of a spirit. So a spirit that is ruling a territory begins to desire some things. He desires a man. He desires that somebody will die. They told you that people used to die every year. Is it not so? A spirit has a desire, and there is no strong man to withstand him. You are just there crying. If he desires to afflict you in sickness, he afflicts you. You are weak. Meanwhile, the testimony is that your testimony. The prince is forced in a strong place. Yes, Satan has blinded them to their strength. I need to ask you, what should men be seeking in these last days? Satan is giving more ground and more strength, and the church is growing in number. When do you start going to church? Since you were born. Is it not so? Now you begin to ask yourself, what have you benefited from it? It's an indictment on what we are doing. That after many years of God will say, I'm looking for a man. When I hear that thing in the spirit, I feel like dying. You think God is careless with his statements to still be saying he's looking for a man? Meanwhile, we are all there. There is a spirit that we should seek, and the dimensions of his working and function is twofold. The spirit of mind walks inside of you and walks upon you. Are you with me? Now that is why the scripture testified in the book of Ephesians. He said that spirit walks inside of you. Be strengthened with might in your inner man. Meanwhile, that spirit also what? Comes upon you. It strengthens you on the inside so that you will be able to pass seasons that cannot be, you can't pray it away. Are you with me? Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane. I need to show you that there are dimensions. In fact, as I said, there are dimensions of intercession you will never enter if you have not been strengthened with might. It is the spirit of might that comes upon men to pray like that. The way we pray here, we pray by might. We don't pray. If you have not touched the spirit of might, you will be an outsider. You will struggle. That is what was on Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. It was when we finished, we now realized what was happening. He said that the angels came to what? Strengthen him. It was how can you be praying and this word coming out of you is like blood? It has defied all understanding of biology. It has defied all natural explanations. When might comes on you, it will defy time. Defy the possibilities that is giving the man an age. They say it will take 10 years. What you need is might, my friend. What you need is might. And just like Samson, you will carry the gates. The gates, you don't contend with those gates. You go and carry them. You carry them and climb up to the mountain. Men that will be filled to the brim with might by the Holy Ghost, and what you can accomplish for God by time. That way you have been going, the way you are going, you will die, and you will not be able to rescue yourself. Talk more of your family, talk more of the territory. You need might, and then what you will accomplish in 1 hour. Are you not feeling the impact of the prayer we made today? What you are able to push through in 1 hour is tremendous. Some of you that have been with us for a while would have noticed that if there is an understanding that came to your heart after some seasons, it will seem as if you are older than you are. That is the spirit of mind. It will gather the things you have not been able to do for years and bring them and impart you with might. And sometimes, because the physical body cannot carry it, some of us, our bones broke.
our muscles cracked. Our knees became weak. We stayed on the sick bed. The sickness, the spirit still landed on us.
And we said, we cannot deny the summon of Zion.
When you are here. There are many things God needs to be done.
What you need is minds.
And you will see, ladies, it will seem as if they are ladies. No, they are clothed with the strength of 1,000 people. When they are moving, they are locomotive.
So you are married, you are about to be married.
You need this thing so that you will go. Some of the atrocities that have been committed in your husband's house will not be cleared in the next 20, 40, 50 years. But a young lady appeared there and stood, and in 6 months he cleared all everything. It was might. When somebody will bend like this and groan for 6 hours, it is might that landed on the person. It is might. When men and beings and territories see might at work in you, they will bow. There is something that makes men submit beyond what is natural. When it comes on you, any man will testify. It will become obvious that you are a strange being. Some of them that didn't know you, they will look at you, they cannot explain it, but there is something. There is something about you that cannot be gathered together. There is something about you that cannot be explained with the letters of men. There is something about you that cannot be done in exegesis. Look at this nation now. We are bereft of mighty men. Mighty men. We have people that can talk or that can share scripture, that can gather crowd, but mighty men. Mighty men. Mighty men. These are men that they have been strengthened. It is not power. What are you with me? You use power to accumulate strength. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the scripture said, be strengthened with might in the inner man. In fact, sometimes it is power that they will use to be pumping strength inside of you. And then when more men are giving up, that's when you are charging. When people are saying they are stopping, that's when you are charging. People will look at you and ask, what is even motivating you? Is the spirit of might that is upon you. The days are evil. We are talking about what Satan has done. It will get worse. You need might. I warn you people, a time will come, you will look at your territory, it will seem as if you are the only one standing. People are talking, doing many things. They can't contend with the gates of hell. They lack what it takes. Satan will use them for lunch and dinner. It is not talk. Many people are talking, doing many things. They are not mighty in the spirit. When you are mighty, your territory will testify. The things will testify. There are certain things that can't happen around you. Satan can come and say a few things. Archbishop came and asked somebody, are you a witch? So that I will kill you. Because me, I don't believe a human being can be witch. And I don't believe a witch is a witch a human being? If a human being will leave you, are you a witch? We leave human beings, we don't touch human beings. But if you are a witch, he said, come here, we will kill you. The man said, I'm a human being. I'm not a witch. The their witches, heavy principalities, heavy things that happen. My sister was just telling me the other day, where we were staying, there is a tree there. That tree is a heavy potter, and it's just close to her window. She was praying in the night. She was inside her prayer, praying. You know, the spirit, the beam entered through the window and was looking with the eyes like this. In fact, stretched forth the hands and held her by the neck and was trying to squash that prayer. So she almost shouted, just like she remembered, I'm still in that house. So after me, I'm still in that house. Why didn't he come to me now? When she remembered it, she now sent the witch party. You need might. If you have might, one blow from you, we decapitulate Satan forever. It will cause a damage that Satan will never recover from. What you need is men of might. We don't even need too many men. The vision I saw many years ago, what I saw was a military cantonment. And there are two stages of training. In the second stage, I will not tell you what happened there, but I asked for the name. They said that the name of the people here are called special squad. There is no type of hard training that these people have not passed through. But when they come out, nothing is impossible to these guys. They can do anything. They are equipped. Heavy men. I just want to read a place. It's a body. You know that place. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8. Let me read it for you because we don't have time. These be the names of what? The mighty men whom what? David had. The Tachmonites that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Ezraite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. One man is equal to 800 men. What is it that David had that is inside? I need to tell you, when you are mighty indeed, anything becomes a weapon. What is in a stone, my brother? What is in a stone? He used it and brought down a giant. He went and trained his men in the same school. How to bring down giants with the... Is there anything around? Find anything. Actually, what helped me that night was the spirit of might. Because I only had one weapon, very small one. But for a strong man, is enough. I was just saying, Jesus is Lord. Meanwhile, I can quote 100 scriptures. And then that type of thing is what makes people run mad. You will say that, have you not heard it? That the person went to fast and pray and do one thing, and then he went mad. It's the same thing. Look at the story this young man tells. The gods fight in their family, not in the spirit, physically. You're not hearing me. Physically, they are fighting physically. I mean, you will not see the thing, but you will be hearing on the door. Wah! Wah! Have you watched Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat happens in some... And this thing I'm saying, people, many people can testify about it. We are doing many things and calling it ministry. This is real ministry. And the reason why it's ministry is because you don't need a pastor to do it. And that is actually where the real job is done. How much can a pastor do? He can do his own, but your own, what of your family? What of your family that a witch will just wake up in the night, stretch and say, I want blood. And then he will come and suck your two children. Every day you are in the hospital. See, I'm not against you medical people. You know, are you with me? We are together. But let it just be that people over 8 and then they came to you and Not that a witch was sucking somebody and they are coming. You need to cry for might. If we have mighty men, there are many things that people can say and do in a territory. A king asked question. They told him, don't you know about Elisha? That you are in another country doesn't mean anything. You don't know about Elisha. Have you heard about Samuel? As long as Samuel was alive, the whole territory of Israel was kept by his anointing. One man. He didn't go to war. And after him was Eliezer, the son of Dodo. Now, these be the names. I don't know where your name is. I don't know where your name is. I have a brother. The Arrowhite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle. Do you know why? Do you know many people are afraid? There are many things they are saying now. People are afraid to do many things. It's because, have you seen people that died for Jesus? They were martyrs. It was the spirit of mind that makes you to go through crucifixion. You are not aware. That's what happened to Jesus at Gethsemane. I'm telling you, when he finished from that place, he was ready to die. You can't try it. You can't try it. You can't do it in Lagos. Everybody is hiding now. I hope they didn't hear this. But they are hiding. They are hiding. The reason is because the time we had to emphasize on might, we used it and emphasized on other things. Satan didn't bother us. You know, he didn't bother us. By a stroke of the pen, in 3 months, he shattered everything we have been doing. Maybe so. It has become obvious that what we are doing, that there is no strength in it. That's why your man is crying out. He knew that there is a danger, a very big danger. Which mighty men are right, so? We need to cry for might, so? Satan is intrusive. We need men that can stand with him toe to toe. And it's not by the talk, it's in the spirit. If you win Satan in the spirit, you have won him. He knows. He knows people that are strong in the spirit. He won't even come in the physical self. He won't come physically because you are strong spiritually. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was what? Weary. The man fought until hand was paining him. If you are the one, you will stop. But you never finish. Why are you stopping? His hand was weary. But the war never ended. When might comes upon a man, it goes beyond the limitations of your humanity. You will be clothed. In those moments, it will seem as if the rivers of immortality possessed your body. It will seem as if you can't die. Have you not felt it? There is a way the thing comes on you. You will know that in this moment, you can't die. Has it not happened to you before? You will know when it comes, you know that if they shoot you bullet, it will enter. It's that spirit. The days are bad, though. We can't say we will run away from bullets. Do you know how many people that told me earlier this year, they said they saw where they shot me assassinated. How many people they were countless. They said they saw me where I died. All kinds of things we are saying. Say might. Me, I know they are shooting. Whether spiritually, physically, everything. They say might. That's
Satan did not bargain for people like us. That thing that is making him angry, Valentine, that thing making him angry, we will continue doing it. We will double it. You see, my sister, that's where the crown is. You see, my sister, are you with me? You see, my sister, that's where the rank is. You see, my sister, that's where the statue is. You see, are you with me? You know what we are discussing in the afternoon? There is a time frame that I have within my work with God, where if I become consistent, a new rank will be increased for me, whether small or big. Ask him. I noticed that recently the time was, it was shortened by one over six. The time was shortened by 1/6. That's when I realized that whatever we are doing is increasing rank, that the pace have increased by times 6 for me. I said, this thing we are doing will continue. I now told God, instead of reducing the work, I know you want him to reduce the work. No, ask him to give you, if it's 10 people that should be, ask him to give you the 10% of 10 people. They might. When you are there, they will say, is it one man that is doing this? Is one man army? Is one man army? Instead of having everywhere we swim with everybody, we are just moving. When you say, why everybody will disappear? No. Let's have men when they appear. When you say who are, they will say, is he a chicken that is barking? When you say, who is that? They say, who are you? He's in the spirit. When you see this man physically, some of them will look like ladies. They will be damsels. They will make their hair. And then they will be walking innocently beside you. What you don't know is that they are territorial beings themselves. They sit and decide what will happen. They come in their family and say, I saw somebody die though. I saw someone pray. You say, stop this thing you are doing. Nobody will die. Am I not here? You know where you have entered in the spirit. You can look in the whole territory and say that this one can't enter our territory. This one, he can't enter. This one can't enter. Holy Ghost, this one. Holy Ghost, Jesus, this one can't enter. By that which I have with you. If my walk with you matters any or anything, if my walk with you, if my obedience is worth anything in your eyes, this one cannot happen. Why do we hazard our life daily? Why do we clone daily? Is it not that we'll be clothed with light? After him was Shammah, the son of Agri, the Ararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. The people has fled. Come on, has. But he stood in the midst of the ground. Somebody, you will take your stand by the spirit of might. The scripture said in the book of Ephesians, he said, having done all to stand, he said, what? Stand therefore. Having done all to stand, what? Stand therefore. Tell God, if you will give me might, I will stand for you. Ah.
Watch and see what God will do. You see, I see you cannot talk.
Satan will silence your voice. Satan will eliminate your mandate. Satan will stop you on the tracks. Oh,
Under the sound of my voice, two people are online now. One person is here physically, and there is an assignment. There is something before you now. I don't just want to call it an assignment. It's like a demand before you. And you have been crying. How can I do this thing? How can I even accomplish this? How can God look at somebody weak like me and be telling me to do this? God said I should tell you that after today, you will experience a dimension of strength in your being that will be amazing. Now listen to me. If it is true, then the power of God will come on those people. It doesn't matter whether they are online or not. No, there is no distance. The power of God will take the person wherever he is. The power of God will find the person. The power of God will find the person. His might.
Put your hands on them by the Holy Ghost. Jesus, put your hands on them by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, that's it. pass it. Online from 4:30 or 4:45. We are blessed in Jesus' name.